Hello and welcome to the Real Footy Podcast. This is a special pre-round one coronavirus decision episode. My name is Michael Gleeson and I'm joined in this abbreviated podcast by Chief Football Writer Jake Nile. Well, Jake, after a commission meeting that went longer than the game will actually go for, we finally have a decision that football will be played. Correct decision? What did you think of it?
I think it was the correct decision, but it would only be the correct decision because the health authorities, in the form of the chief medical officer, approved and that had that governmental tick of approval to play. Had that not been the case, then they would not be playing and the game would be facing a financial disaster of an even greater scale. Right now, there's already a bit of a disaster. Well, not even a bit. It is a financial disaster that the clubs are facing, and there's going to be some very tough decisions have to be made in the coming days.
Was it a PR disaster either way, whichever way they chose to do this, that not play and it feels like, you know, another step towards the world ending, and they do play and it's an arrogant AFL snubbing their nose at the best health and not believing that they're superior to every other sporting body around the world and continuing to play because footy has to play?
Yeah, one senior club official during yesterday, as this course of events was unfolding and the AFL was making a decision and Gillon McLachlan was dealing with all manner of people, he said, this president said to me that really it's a choice between public relations, there's going to be a public relations damage, as you said, or financial damage. And they, in the end, they've chosen to take the hits from the non-football public. But bear in mind, within the game itself, the clubs were pretty much unanimous. No, they were unanimous in the end in wanting to play. And the players, of course, wanted to play. And indeed, the players want to play 22 games and the AFL is only playing 17.
Well, there's a good reason they want to play 22. They've got a stronger argument to get a full whack of their pay if they play 22.
Of course, yeah. No, these are all vested interests. But there is going to be a lot of people today who are not interested in football or who are not football followers, even many people who are football followers who are going to say that the game collectively, not just the AFL people who made the decision, but the game, the clubs, have put themselves above the community. I don't share that view. I think we're in a society at the moment where people are getting on trams, where people are going to Coles and all sorts of things, mingling in vast numbers asymptomatically. I don't see how players playing a game in the most protected environment possible, where they have doctors everywhere, etc., is a risk of that scale.
Oh, and I think also there's nothing to prohibit clubs from training at the moment. The players are still training, so even if there was a ban on, we're not going to play, there's nothing to stop them training. How significantly different when there isn't a crowd at the game for players to be playing against one another, and no player, coach, official has tested positive to the virus, as opposed to situations overseas where Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager, was tested positive. We know an NBA player was tested positive and several others, where that prompted the shutdown of the system of those leagues and will do so with the AFL. It's self-serving, and will be talked, but there is an aspect to this that is that there is a societal good by actually playing. By having the distraction, there's an element which I raised previously about it's a bit like Bradman and Farlap during the Depression. There was the escapism and something to hang your hat on and look to. And I got the sense from people within football yesterday that there was a little bit of, not pressure, but preference from government that for societal cohesion, they actually wanted football to go ahead if possible. And not just AFL, but NRL and A-League. They wanted people to have that connection, that things weren't the corroding.
Corroding in the face of corona. Very nice. No, there's an element of bread and circuses about this when the public are so anxious. It is an entertainment. I mean, this is something we're reminded. And it's also a communal kind of glue when people are isolated, because many people are going to be stuck in their homes and not doing much. It'd be very interesting to see what the television audience is.
Yeah, and look, this isn't a uniform view. We've got, you know, Greg Baum, one of our colleagues, has written persuasively against playing and thinks that it is bread and circuses, that there was an idea that the game was putting itself above things. But What about the actual game? We've got 16-minute quarters. We've got with time on. The size of the bench is the same. The number of rotations you can have is the same, albeit in an abbreviated quarter. How that affects the way the game is played, how it affects the way the game is played by having no crowd in the stands will be another thing. What do you expect from the actual football?
I think it'll be a bit fast footy. I think we're going to see more ballistic footy because the time shortening with the same number of rotations and a condensed season. I think we're going to see a very intense game. On one hand, there could be more collision injuries, Gleese, because we may, in that more combative, shorter form of the game, it might be a touch of the 2020 or one day cricket about it compared to the full thing. Now, not completely that, but I think that the other strange part of the season is going to be that we're not going to have as many injuries because we've got a shortened season, probably over the whole season.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting because I think the entire first round or rounds will be abbreviated and be ballistic. I think that sense of get it in while you can, get as much as you can in while you can before the game goes into hiatus will be felt on the field as well. An interesting line that was mentioned to me was this period feels a bit like waiting for a cricket team wondering if they should go off for bad light. We know we're going to have to go off soon, but do we go now? Do we not go now? But once you do go off, at what point can you go back? And that's the big question that will be asked once the AFL goes off and they know that they will go off and there will be a pause in games. At what point, what is the trigger to enable you to go back to playing again? But that is all we have time for on this quick podcast. We will be coming to you as regularly and as often as we can. So throughout this period, keep an eye on realfooty.com.au for all the football and coronavirus as it pertains to football updates. We'll catch you again soon.